We bow our heads in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, you have called us not only to be your disciples, but to make disciples. And as we begin a new school year, we ask your blessing upon our teachers, upon our students, upon the ministry we have, to be able to share the good news and proclaim that oneness we have because of what you have accomplished for each of us, making us disciples in your name. This we ask through Jesus Christ. Amen. A common phrase this time of year is, "Where did summer go?" We're all asking that. It seems to be a familiar phrase at this time of year. It doesn't seem like that long ago we were bringing and drawing the school year to a close. And what a year it had been. And now, since the 1st of August, the staff has been back working steadily and beginning to do the planning for another school year. But our building was not empty. A lot of activity was taking place throughout the summer months. Yes, there was Angela over there cleaning that building and making it and preparing it for another school year. New LED lights were put in the gym and new lights here in the church. I hope that many of you will take a tour, go over there, meet the teachers, let them know that we support them as they begin a new year. And yes, summer is a time for a break. And yet, it is also now a time for us to begin anew. Think about it. Even as we set out for the summer, assignments were made for certain things to happen. As our teachers returned the 1st of August, there were assignments, and then they spent time working on assignments for throughout the school year. To any of you who have been a part of the planning or processing that goes forward into another school year, I simply want to say on behalf of Trinity, thank you. Our teachers have been here since the 1st of August, meeting, planning, setting up their rooms, and yes, putting together those assignments that our students will get the opportunity to be a part of. The church staff meets on a monthly basis to plan, and yes, to give out assignments of things that need to take place. Building on our church year's theme, making disciples, builds on what was last year's theme, and that is in all things, yes, in all things is Christ. And now we are about the task of making disciples. And what do we have as our text but the Great Commission of the church? Many of us have learned that Great Commission, Matthew 28, read to you a few minutes ago. All authority in heaven and earth have been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you to the very end of the age. Think about that. When our Lord had finished and completed his assignment, he now gives to the church an assignment. We are to go out and make disciples. He had already accomplished and fulfilled his assignment, the very purpose for which God sent him into the world, to suffer, to die, to redeem us, to take our place, to suffer in our place, and to overcome sin and death and the devil. We have an assignment because our Lord fulfilled his assignment. Each one of us, as we come together as brothers and sisters in Christ, have an assignment to go out and to make disciples. It is a part of who we are. It is a part of our lives. Just as our teachers, as they plan to have assignments. Assignments to help our young children grow. And through those assignments that they are educated in, their lives are built up and strengthened. Think about it. Each of those teachers will make assignments. Students will have to fulfill those assignments. And yes, you as parents will have to deal with students who sometimes don't want to do the assignments. It's a part of that whole process. For assignments are a part of life. Even you and I have assignments. In our families, we give out assignments. We have jobs and things that each one of us must do. There are responsibilities that have to happen. And there are necessary things in order for us to function properly. Living requires that all of us carry out assignments, that we make plans and we carry them out. And when we do, the results are usually positive. And yes, when we don't, we encounter numerous challenges. For instance, in football, when a quarterback calls a play, every player has an assignment. And when just one of those players misses their assignment, of course, you have a commentator on TV who will quickly point out the mistake that was made. When the play works, well, we all love to see those highlight reels. And of course, when it doesn't, we talk about what went wrong. When you were in school, how many of you loved homework? I must admit, okay, maybe I won't admit, that was not one of my priorities in school life. And yet, there were those students, when you gave an assignment, who went the extra mile. And there were those who did the bare minimum. That would be me. And some just did fine for their homework. Teachers had the assignment to give grades based on how those carried out their homework. Now, I, for one, who really appreciated my teachers who lived under grace. Because in my life, I needed a lot of grace. I never cared for those legalistic teachers who wanted you to do it and do it right the first time. And so that became a struggle. And yet it was all about assignments. Think about those disciples as they gathered there on the mountain with our Lord, not knowing what was really going to happen. And then Jesus says to them, "All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. And now, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations." An assignment to them that they were to live out what they had been taught, what had been shared with them, what they had seen and heard and had witnessed in their own eyes, they now were to live it out in their lives. Our Lord came into this world with one assignment: to redeem the whole world, a world that God had created, a world that God loved. And for His creation, He sent His one and only Son. That's what the Great Commission is all about. He came and He fulfilled the law for us. He took our place. And in fulfilling the assignment, overcame the devil, sin, and death. Offering to all of His creation eternal life. The working of the Holy Spirit now works through our sharing the good news of the gospel. And that's why the Great Commission is really the assignment to every Christian to go out and to share the good news with those around us. We live in a world so desperately needing to hear that message of God's forgiveness and grace and love and what He has accomplished for us. And sharing the good news is a part of who we are. And where we ought to be. It's about the Spirit working in each one of our lives. This church and having a school is an instrument of that carrying out the ministry, that proclaiming and commissioning others to share the good news. It is an opportunity for every one of our teachers sitting over here and to every one of us to be able to help and grow these students in education, but also in much more than that, and in dealing with life choices. To be able to demonstrate through that time in the classroom, through the gatherings that we do together, to live out in terms of love and kindness, grace, and being able to share the good news. It's a part of the assignment we've each been given. I look forward to working with this staff over here. They're a wonderful and beautiful group of people. And they have an assignment every day in the classroom. My job is to encourage them, to energize them wherever I can, because they have a tough assignment. But they also have something great to share. As they help young people to grow and to be able to be touching their lives with God's grace, with this wonderful commission, go and make disciples of all nations. They are there to work with these students and watch them grow, to work with the families we are honored to serve. We live in a world that is really troubled. It's sad to see how we live under the lies of Satan. How we can concoct all kinds of stories and believe those stories, even in our own hearts when they know they're not true. We see it every day. But we have a message. It's a message of love, grace, mercy and love, because we have a God who loves His creation. And we are to be instruments. We have basically one assignment, to share the good news of God's love in everything we do. We do that by loving those around us. We do that by loving as Christ first loved us. We do that by forgiving others just as God has forgiven us. We do that by sharing the good news, living our lives under the cross. And that cross shows us His grace, His love, His mercy. We do that through word and sacrament ministry. As we allow the Holy Spirit to work through each one of us, making disciples. You're going to hear that a lot in the next year. Making disciples is our challenge. As we begin a new school year, it's an easy challenge. Why? Because we have a God who has done it all for us, whose love is always there, unconditional in each one of our lives. And so as we begin a new school year, as we welcome students on Wednesday morning into the midst of our school over here, we do so knowing that we have a God who has given us a commission to love just as He has loved us, to share and to grow together as God's people in this place. And we do so in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.